Hey guys, this is going to be a special episode. I'm not sure if we could consider this part of like a regular episode. It's certainly going to be regular length. Let me explain what we're doing. First off, we're going to have a very short review, which some of you are going to be deeply grateful for. Grateful because it's short, not because it's not a great review. It's fantastic. By a dear friend of mine, Nathan Fortner. He is in Britain right now, and he is an avid listener of the podcast. And he reviewed Budvar beer, which is I don't want to get into it. I want to let him do the whole thing. And also some locally sourced pickled eggs. Guys, it's great. It's informative. It kills. It's a good review. And I want to thank Nathan for putting in the time and the effort to review what sounds like a beer I've got to try. I'm excited to try it. The other beer we're going to review today, how do I explain it? We were watching football at my house, and one of my friends had asked if we had recorded the episode for a beer he brought me. He brought it from, I believe, from Richmond or Blacksburg. I can't remember. It is Simpler Times Lager, the Trader Joe's generic lager. Now, we're going to get a lot into this quite a bit. That's a longer chunk. And it should be said, it's a little different. I call it a special episode because it's not because it isn't canon. It is, I want to say this at the start, the worst beer I've ever had. I didn't say these words during the review, but I would compare it to week old hot dog water. It is horrible. I don't blame the brewery that makes it. I blame the recipe that they're given to work with. I still look forward to checking out the beer from the brewery that makes it, but we'll get into that in a second. So we're going to review one really, it sounds like quite delightful beer, and one beer that's not so delightful. So let's start out with Nathan Fortner in Bedfordshire, England, and then I'll be back with more.
Hey there guys, Nathan Fortner here, recording from beautiful Bedfordshire, England. As you can probably tell by my accent, I'm not exactly a local here, rather an expat to the UK from the States. After the good folks at Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer heard I'd stumbled onto some pickled eggs placed suspiciously close to the beer aisle in the local Waitrose supermarket, they graciously invited me to do a guest review of said eggs alongside with the beer I purchased, Budweiser Budvar. Name probably sounds familiar to most Americans, beer drinker or not. The story behind this Czech brewery is pretty fascinating. Budweiser Budvar is actually a state-owned brewery operating in the city of, excuse my pronunciation here, České Budovice, also known in German as the city of Budweis, in the Czech Republic. Now, Budweis has a long history of brewing, and lends its name to the famous American beer brewed by Mr. Adolphus Busch. Budweiser Budvar and Anheuser-Busch have in fact been embroiled in a bit of a trademark dispute over who has the rights to use the name, going back to a 1907 agreement between the American and Bohemian brewer, splitting the markets between North America and Europe respectively. Not surprisingly, in the States, AB has won some significant rights to the term Budweiser, where Budweiser Budvar is simply known as Czechvar, while in much of Europe it's more widely known as simply as Bud or the like. In Germany, Austria, Italy, and Italy, Budweiser Budvar holds the exclusive copyright, and throughout the EU, AB has been prevented from copyrighting the Budweiser name because of this. Now for the beer. Budweiser Budvar is one of the prototypical Pilsner beers alongside Pilsner Urquell. I'm drinking this out of a can poured into a pint glass today, and I've paired it with Garner's Pickled Eggs. You know the label that there are premium eggs distilled in, pickled in distilled malt vinegar. Not entirely sure what makes eggs premium, but these apparently have it. So I poured a beer here already, and it pours to a really deep golden yellow with a little bit of a head on the top. It's got a really nice smell to it, a hint of the old world hops that most German and Czech brewers use. It's got a nice refreshing taste to it too, with a pretty round mouthfeel and a tiny bit of that kind of skunkiness you get from the Sots hops that they use. It's kind of where it gets into what it's got more going for it than most of its American cousins. It's brewed from barley, first off, not from corn or rice. It's not an adjunct lager. And definitely gets a little more flavor because of that. Additionally, the hops make a much more forward note in it than you get from a lot of American beers. It's not just a you know, yellow fizzy soda drink that you can have on a summer day. Although this is very good for a summer day. You pour this out, the fizziness starts off strong, dissipates pretty quickly though. But, you know, it doesn't really go flat. I've had this poured for a few minutes now, and it's still got a couple bubbles wafting forward to the top, and it's got a nice texture on the mouth. And not much more to say, though. It's a tasty Pilsner beer. It's got a lot more flavor than its American beer cousins claiming Pilsner status, but it's still cheap and relatively easy to find, at least in the UK. It's definitely one of those beers that gets better, though, the closer you get to the brewery. Since it's not brewed in the U.S. and often shipped in non-climate-controlled containers, it's a bit of a gamble to buy a beer like this much further away from the brewery than the U.K. Well, the eggs, well, they're vinegary eggs. Once you get past that first bite of vinegar, they do actually go down really well with beer, though. And what can you go wrong here? Not bad at all. Well, that's about it. I'm going to finish off my cold beer and pickled eggs here. Hand it back to your regularly scheduled programming. Thanks, guys.
First off, that was fantastic. Thank you, Nathan. You're great. We really appreciate you doing this, taking the trouble. I'm sorry it took us so long to get this on the air. Ultimately, it comes down to we were trying to think of when is the right time to do it. We wanted to make sure it was given its due, and this seemed like the perfect time. We're going to be doing a special episode, so... Great work. It's awesome. If you have questions for Nathan, you can write them to us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll be sure to put a link to his info on our website, of course, pickledeggsandcoldbeer.com. You can also write us an email at pickledeggsandcoldbeer@gmail.com, and we will be sure to get that to Nathan. If you have any questions or other comments or whatever, make them nice. I can't imagine they wouldn't be, but, you know, we're sweet guys. The other thing we want to do is, now we've got an episode here. Now, I want to say this. I am not sure what happened with the audio, but I can explain why it happened. We were watching football. We weren't paying attention when we set up. We just kind of turned on the computer and went. And we might or might not have already been imbibing because we were watching football, and one of the guys is like, hey, I brought you this Simpler Times beer. I brought it all the way down from the reaches of flatter parts of Virginia, and we still haven't reviewed it yet. And I'm like, well, I had one and it's horrible, and I didn't know who to subject to it. And they're like, well, let's do this, let's light this candle. So basically, like, in the middle of an afternoon where we had no plans whatsoever to review this beer, we did like a special edition version. So the sound quality is not perfect, but it's not, I think you can listen to it. I don't think you'll have any problems. I'm just going to play it. And there's a lot of talk about the War of 1812 and a lot of other, this is a weird one, guys, but hopefully you enjoy it. So now our review of Simpler Times Lager, the lager of Trader Joe's, the wonderful grocery store chain. Here we go. Just gonna jump right into this. This is a special edition of the podcast.
It's a mini episode.
Episode. It is. Clayman is not here, it should be said. Clayman is at the Fall Fling, I think is what it's called.
Festival.
It's a festival.
It's an autumn festival.
It's some kind of thing with the elementary school.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, who cares?
Saturday night, who does that?
But it's like for Halloween and he has a child.
Okay.
Who's in kindergarten.
Okay.
Anyways, so Mike Mason, will you tell the story of what we're about to do?
We are going to shotgun.
We're not shotgunning them.
32-ounce can of chalada.
That sounds like it might be the worst.
No. I found this beer that is sold by Trader Joe's called Simpler Times.
Yeah.
And what sold me on the fact that I should buy Simpler Times is not the 6.2% alcohol.
Wait, it's 6.2?
That's what it says, man.
It's the fact that it was $2.99 a six pack.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is apparently Simpler Times Brewing Company in Oh, Wisconsin.
It's it has another name by the people that actually make it.
Yeah, it's I can't remember who it is. Who
brews Templar it. Symes or something?
Templar Symes. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna look that up.
I was just wondering, like, if there was a Simple Times beer, and then they've gone like Simpler Times as the new
advanced. Minas or something. Minhas Craft Brewery brews it for them. I knew it was somebody like that. And it's not, guys, it's not a good beer. I let me go on and say this.
You've had it?
There were six of these, and I had a six-pack of beer over the course of an evening of watching football a couple weeks ago. And the only beer I had left was this six-pack of Simpler Times that Mike had brought to me. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just have one of those and call it a night. And I got a couple drinks into it. Now, this is after I've been drinking. And my taste buds are not fully discriminating. And I poured it almost all out in my garden.
Okay.
So so I'm going to make
all
you guys...
All plants there are now dead.
They're all dead. So we're going to...
What are you growing in your garden? You like have one pepper?
I have mostly right now, because it's late, it's... some herbs, and then I have some morning glories. I like morning glories, guys. That's a little bit of trivia.
Sorry, where you are. This is a special edition because we're watching football as we record this.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but Michigan and Wisconsin are tied.
Oh, damn it. Come on, Badgers.
By the time this airs,
this will be totally irrelevant
for you.
Yeah. So, by the way, so I've got the using these skills of
someone
Google.
Someone is saving. Minas.
Minas or Minas Craft Brewery is in Monroe, Wisconsin, and it's owned by a brother and sister. And it's the second oldest.
For the simpler.
Yeah, it's apparently the second oldest brewery in the United States and the 13th largest craft brewery. And apparently, I mean, they contract out this beer to Minas. So I would definitely guess that their main stuff, the stuff they make and publish or produce under their own name, is probably radically different. So,
guys, what the Trader Joe's looking for name tag beer, but apparently name tag beer, which used to be the Trader Joe's lager, has been replaced by Simpler Times.
Oh, completely replaced, really.
So we're cracking this?
Yeah, let's do this.
My taste buds are a little shot because I have been consuming the Oktoberfest from the Yeehaw.
Yeah, which is great.
We've all been consuming different. We've all been consuming very
fine beer.
Yeah, I've been drinking Bud Heavy. What have you been drinking?
Sam 76.
It's I kind of listened to Sam 76. Is that good?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, no, interesting. I haven't either.
I've got one left.
Damn, you've had 11 already? No?
you've had 13 already?
Yeah, got that odd 14.
Brady got one of those 14 packs they're selling these days.
That's what Sam Adams is known for, is the 14 pack.
Oh my, they're wonderful. Get him. Sorry, this is what happens when we watch football while recording.
Okay, so
Simpler Times.
Hold on, I'm going to give it a quick smell test.
Give it a smell.
It does not smell like beer.
Doesn't.
I'm just going
to go. It smells.
Capri Sun.
Yeah, like sugary drink. Okay, ready? We're all at the same time. You have to drink the whole thing.
Not
the whole beer, but like the whole drink.
Yeah, well, what do you.
You can't just spit it out.
No,
yeah.
No. Okay, ready?
Here we
One,
go.
Two, three. That is all.
Ugh.
Oh God!
Is that drinkable? Maybe. Okay, it tastes like a mixture between skunked beer and bum wine.
It's like you see why, like.
I mean, Simpler Times. We do not want you to sponsor this podcast, so I'm just going to go ahead and say you suck.
This is easily the worst beer I've ever.
It doesn't age well either. As Eric and a few of us were talking about putting this podcast together and what beers we should drink, I picked up the six-pack the first week of June. And it's what, the second weekend in October now?
Yeah, but this is a canned beer. Yeah. It should be fine.
It's been in the refrigerator the whole time.
And it's been in the fridge the entire time.
I don't think it's skunked. I just think it tastes
No, it's
that
bad.
Way.
And I don't think that is the problem. I mean, it's possible that physics of beers in cans has changed. It's probably not at optimal. I mean, 180 days is generally regarded as optimal, but I mean, it shouldn't be this. All right, let's take another one. Let's do it. Ready? Together. This is what friends do.
But no, what I'm just saying is that I feel like it tastes like a beer. Like it is cold. I can feel the can.
It is cold.
But it tastes like a beer that you've just kind of been left sitting out, and you come back to it, and it's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not good, right?
Okay. All right, Are we doing it? One, two, three. No, it does not improve.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, it kind of tastes
it's
like
sweet.
A bad.
Dear Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Oh,
drop this beer immediately.
Like, remember whenever
the aftertaste.
You used to get a cooler and you pour a bottle of green into that cooler.
Yeah.
And then you pour a bottle of like blue Hawaiian punch.
No, I don't remember that.
No. And then somebody thought it'd be a good idea to add a case of Beast.
Oh, yeah. Too.
That seems like a great choice.
Oh, yeah. No, you mix it up with a packet of like green Kool-Aid.
What would you call this?
Trash.
I mean, not the beer. I'm talking what you're making. As far as the blue and the Kool-Aid.
It is the Stuart Hall floor wax.
Stuart Hall floor wax. It's very fruity. Yeah, oh, you're checking to see if it's in there. That's a fair point. I'm gonna look up the.
This is Bob Klein.
So Rate Beer. I'm gonna look up Rate Beer while you do that. So Rate Beer, Simpler Times is.
Have you had a beer that? Maybe has tastes worse than this.
No.
Fresh out of the can.
No. I don't. I definitely no. No, not in my experience.
I mean, have you?
I've had beers. Let me say this. I've had beers that I disliked immensely because of the flavor profile, but the quality of a beer being manifestly this bad is shocking.
Did you ever have one of the Kroger Cost Cutter beers?
No, but I have seen those, and I want to review them if we can find them. They come out every blue moon. You just got to be in the right place. Sometimes a yellow can. Sometimes yellow. All right. So on Rate Beer.
That doesn't look. I mean,
that was the old can style, but it's the same thing.
This has been around long enough for an old can.
Yeah. So it is a 2.18 of 5. That's shocking.
Generous people out there.
Yeah. So Rate Beer is like that. So Untappd.
Oh, I mean, at first I was kind of like, why are we recording a podcast about this? But
now you understand.
No, I feel like this is like a public service announcement. I feel like, you know, the emergency broadcast.
This is the right way to do this, too.
I don't know. Simpler Times t-shirts or anything.
I will check that out, too. All right, this is insane. Untappd gives it a 2.74. Untappd, what are you doing?
I mean, the first thing here is this guy Ricky P says he's drinking it, and it says high ABV and basic flavor. I question Ricky P's taste buds.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what else Ricky P is doing like, drinking. I feel like we're attacking Ricky P right now. What is this?
No offense, Ricky P. But
Mike, what were you saying?
This is Bohemian College beer.
That's a lie. Crooked Stave Artisan Beer Project.
I mean,
IPA.
It sounds like he gets out, but I just.
Yeah, I mean, his beers, his other beers. Wait, hold on.
I'm going to lower that Untappd average right now.
Ricky P is drinking a grapefruit honey lager by Abita Brewing.
Wow, I mean.
But his comment is, this expires in June. And he's drinking it like now.
So I don't know. He didn't say it expired in June. So.
Well, Ricky P also has only done 3 reviews.
Okay, well.
Wait, no, that's a lie. Look how many different ones he's done. Those are just the only ones showing up. He's done 1,500 reviews.
Well, I still.
Or 15,000 reviews.
Okay, let's see what else. Who else has reviewed this?
That's true.
I mean, I'm not calling you guys out. I'm just saying, seriously.
Like, it's
That's very gaseous.
Look at that, 3.5. Three.
This is not a good beer.
It is very gassy. Let's see what our friend, if any are for our friends. I'm going to log in with Facebook. None of my friends have reviewed this beer.
Well, I mean, also
I'm gonna review this beer too.
They also have no ingredients or anything on them. I'm not saying you have to have ingredients on your beer, but
very not great.
The can has a picture of hops above the name. I don't think there is a single hop that went into making this beer.
I mean, it has your general government warning. They should have another warning.
I think it's just a rubbing alcohol. And
it kind of almost looks like that. Like some what?
Rubbing alcohol and stale bread.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel like the way you think they just put that in a barrel.
Leave it out in the sun. Text Clayman and tell him he needs to come by if he can just to review this real fast.
Oh, simpler time. For the TV back on my phone.
So Michigan is up 13-7 over Wisconsin. I'm very angry.
Simpler times.
But yeah, slam that down a little harder, buddy.
I am. I'm angry.
All right. So I'm looking it up on Beer Advocate. Let's see. So Beer Advocate's normally pretty tough on beers. This is insane. This is insane. Beer Advocate gives it a 2.86 of 5. It is the 44th. That's higher than several of the beers that we've reviewed. That are much better beers than this. This is insane.
I mean, this is not like it's our first beer we've ever tasted, so we're familiar with how beers taste.
Help the kids who this is the first beer they taste.
Oh yeah, do not buy this as your first beer.
Yeah, for Christ's sake.
I'd recommend go out and buy Bud Light or Miller Light or something, but don't buy Simpler Times for your first beer.
All right, I'm gonna read some of these reviews. 3.45 of 5. Someone gave this a 3.45 of 5. That's insane.
That person has no taste buds.
They're a garbage person. I haven't shopped at Trader Joe's for years. Then
came across drug off
Simpler Times. Came across Simpler Times a week ago at $3.49 for a 6.2 ABV 6-pack. What the heck? Pleasantly surprised. I generally prefer IPAs now, but the price often backs me off the purchase of them. Good bargain and refreshing. I definitely prefer it to the main brands twice its price.
Is that guy 82 years old?
No, wait, you forgot to read the last line that says, I have no money and I have no taste buds.
The only
how many people do you think? You know, Trader Joe's kind of has this air of superiority compared to like your Kroger. And they do have some nice stuff.
Sure.
I will say that.
Yeah.
I don't mind
Trader. But how many people do you think they're like, I shop at Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
They go out and buy a 6-pack of this and choke it down and think that it's a superior beer to whatever you can find at food.
I'm certain there's a proportion of people. Yeah. Okay. Here's one that I like.
That are giving it threes.
This is a 1.78. Yeah. There's a lot of threes on here. 1.78. I hate giving. All right, this is from Pollinator. And Pollinator, I want you to know I'm with you.
Back to your day job, pollinating.
No, Pollinator. You're gonna agree with him. 1.78, which I still think is too high. I hate giving negative reviews, but if this were the only beer on the planet, I wouldn't drink beer. Now, to me, that says I should not be giving it a 1.72. That is a one or less. Like it didn't make me die. Okay, so it has about the worst aftertaste of any beer I've ever had the pleasure, or in this case, displeasure of drinking. And I would agree. The aftertaste is like a wave after wave of, like, all right, I'm gonna drink some more because
generally, like, I get, you know, I'm sure people have drank too much alcohol before and thrown up. This is like the beer that's like, the taste is like the last beer you drink before you throw up. Like it's warning you, like, yeah. Hey. You're about to throw up from this.
The taste is like, it's like when you, all right, I got it. You know when you eat an apple and it's not rotten, but you could tell it'll be rotten in like 2 hours and it's got that horrible like mealy, you know what I mean? Like mealiness, but it's without the apple flavor as well. So it's just mealiness.
And this is just straight up like, yeah, this beer just makes me angry.
Pour a nice tall glass of milk. take a drink and realize there's something not quite right.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the high score.
Swallowing this.
All right. So this is a 5 of 5.
That person, that's a computer.
Is that this is a long review. This is the long review. This is
Russian bot.
This is Chris Drax. I'm gonna read it. Because anyone who would give this a 5 or 5 deserves our attention. Definitely a quote-unquote best beer that I have had in a long time. And I'm talking about the Pilsner. That's not the beer. You're reviewing the wrong beer.
Yeah, it's the lager, man. I don't have faith enough to try the
Pilsner. Yeah, the Simpler Times Pilsner is a different beer. So, all right, so the next highest one is, he's getting skipped because he's an idiot. He's not even reviewing the right beer at the right place. 4.75. Yellow body, good head. Smells like and malt with a blend of light hop aroma. It is kind of, Jim.
Do you have a glass I can pour like the rest of this in?
Yeah, go grab one. Okay. Go grab one.
Do y'all want one or no?
No. We just need one, clearly.
It's part of
this is a great session beer.
Vomit session.
These people are idiots. And I don't say this to be rude, guys. If you know what? Here's a fair. What happened
football,
in the game?
Football action happened.
Oh, Michigan. Well, here's what I'm definitely going to say, guys. If you like Simpler Times beer, I want you to tell me why I'm wrong. And I may be wrong. I fully accept that I could be wrong. But maybe if I try this. God, the taste of metal in my mouth is insane. Do you taste metal?
A little bit.
Like. Oh, anyways, like it's I feel like I had a nosebleed.
That's like a quarter inch of beer and 5 inches of head.
I mean, it was about half of what was left in the beer.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So, that good. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, look how fast it's going.
It does have a nice amber color.
The color is nice.
Maybe that guy who reviewed it just looked at the beer.
That's possible.
Generally, like, I'm like, okay, let me, kind of ease into this and be nice about the beer and, make what they say, like a compliment sandwich, you make the good, the bad, and then the good.
That makes sense.
This is just an open face crap sandwich.
Thank you. You guys know, I can find, there's a lot of beers that get dissed a lot that I've found things to like in. And Iron City, I think, is probably the worst beer we've tried on this podcast so far. And it's not because I didn't want to like it. And again, I accept that it may be an old one. And maybe if we get a fresher version, because that was in bottles, it was unchilled when we got it. So that could completely be the problem, which is why I absolutely plan on us trying Iron City again. This one's in cans. They've been kept cold. Now, how much did you pay for this again, Mike?
$2.99
for 6 of them?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the question I'm going to ask you guys. And I ask you this. I want you to put yourself in the mindset of 22, 23-year-old you. You've got a limited budget, right? I totally accept that. But you've got 10 bucks. You're going to get you're going to have to choose between basically a case of this or a 12-pack of something like Budweiser.
Yeah, when you start dipping into quantity, that's where things change. But even back in the 90s in college, I wouldn't dip as low as Milwaukee's Best. I would always go for the Natural Light.
I mean, I was never...
And then occasionally, if I had an extra dollar in my pocket, I'd go for Coors Light, but this is down there.
This is bad.
A rung below. It's like Milwaukee's Best ice.
I mean, that it has the similar type kind of taste, I think, at least in my opinion, as a Beast Ice or anything like that.
Now, you have the beer you've been drinking this evening.
I do not have that. Will you run and grab one of those for me, Mike, from the living room?
Is it in the living room? Or is it
I think there's one open in the living room.
It makes that beer taste like so much better.
So you're drinking the Sam Adams 76. So,
yeah.
Now, again, we're obviously not putting this through the rigors, but, and I'm not going to, this is not going to be an official score, but generically speaking, thanks, Mike. Generically speaking, what would you give this?
The simpler times?
Yeah. Or no, yours. Yours.
The Sam 76?
Yeah.
What, a 1 out of 5? I mean, 1 to 5 is the general.
1 to 5. Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, if it's completely undrinkable, if it's like you're going to get poisoning from it, you could give it a 0, I suppose. But
I mean, I generally like the Sam 76 as my general kind of drinking beer. If I find it out, I'd probably give it a 4. I mean,
a 4?
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know.
That's all right, but that's fine. That's for generic, but you're a Sam Adams fan too.
Yeah, and yeah, I like it. I mean, it's general. It's a good drinking beer. I'm not saying like, wow, this is a, but you know, yeah. I may be giving it an inflated score because Simpler Times has dragged every other beer down with it. I guess.
Yeah. How about you, Mikey? What are you drinking again? You're drinking
the Yeehaw Brewery Oktoberfest,
which is, I agree. I think that's a great beer.
It is a great beer. It's probably like 4.25.
4.25.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm down with that. So I'm drinking Bud Heavy tonight. I had earlier, while I watched the University of Tennessee play football, Go Vols, I had a mix of a couple different beers like over lunch. Like I had like, no, not at the same time. Like a different. I had a Purple Haze, which is one of my like, I haven't had it in years, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'd like to have one, and still great, a Beta, and had a Guinness, and something else I don't even remember. But they were solid beers, nothing fancy, nothing dramatic, but over the course of like 3 hours. And then I came home, and I've had a couple Budweisers while I watch football for, I don't know, a million years. So then we decided to do this horrible thing. So anyways, Budweiser, I rated it before. We've done an initial rating. I want to revisit it. Gave it a 3.25. So a very clear thing. And I would say that's pretty accurate. I mean, again, given what it is, it's not, you're not writing home about Budweiser, but it's, Bud Heavy's not a bad beer. It's a solid beer. And not as good as either what you all are drinking by any means, but so.
I mean, Simpler Time.
What?
You mean the Simpler Time?
I do not mean the Simpler Time. So here's something I want to do, just to give me, so you've got our review of Budweiser, or my review, I guess. These guys weren't involved. But I've got the Beer Advocate scores, rate beer score, and untapped score for Budweiser. So let's compare. If you've had Budweiser, Budweiser's Beer Advocate score is 2.66. And again, the score of Simpler Times is 2.86. That is wrong. That is wrong. Rate beer gives Budweiser a 1.48. Typically the old, oh my God, a 1.48. Rate beer gives Simpler Times a 2.18. This has lowered my faith in those rating systems shockingly.
I mean, if you want to get drunk for cheap, I guess drink Simpler Times.
No, drink vodka. That's all your only purpose is to get drunk. Have something that tastes good. Life is short, guys.
But the people whose only grocery store nearby
is Trader Joe's.
Well, I mean,
or the Snob Factory you were talking about.
I didn't mean to jump on your own.
No, go crazy.
But I was just like, whatever.
This is
beer.
Nuts.
This is an angry beer.
This is an angry beer. So, and then finally, Untappd gives Budweiser. Oh, yeah, they did. Praise baby Jesus. So, Untappd gives Budweiser a 2.54.
Yeah.
Untappd gives Simpler Times a 2.74. Guys, what is wrong? What's happening in America? If you're telling me this Simpler Times lager is better, like, have you had a beer in the last several years worse than Simpler Times?
No.
Mike?
Maybe one that I left in my cooler from the previous camping season that I forgot about and decided to drink on a desperate night.
like I would, here's what I would say. You remember, Mike, the beer that you found Let's tell the story about that.
That was probably, I found it maybe 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
in a Foot Locker that was packed away in the year 1998.
It included, 1998.
But that's the last time that Foot Locker was opened.
Yeah.
Part of the decor that was packed away in that Foot Locker was a can of Miller Lite that was celebrating the NFC East Championship that the Carolina Panthers had won in 1996.
Yeah.
So, and it hadn't been open.
No.
So I think I at least did us the favor of chilling this beer before we cracked it open. And we passed it around, and it was like giving me a drink of charcoal because everything in my stomach came up after that point.
That was horrible.
Just the taste alone induced.
Like we agree, it was like a suicide pact. We were like, it was when Alabama played Virginia Tech, right? As the season opener is when we drank that, right?
Yeah. So who knows when that was? But
I could, well, because of that,
a couple years ago.
Because it was the season of Alabama.
Yeah, it was awful. You figure at least close to 15 years.
Yeah, I mean it was a while ago.
In a basement.
In a basement where no one was going to find our body. 2013. So that was 5 years ago. So it was 1998 to 2013.
96 is when the game.
Oh, 97. Oh, fuck. Pardon my French. So that's a very old beer.
Rotten beer.
It has been in that Foot Locker, in the heat and the cold, uncontrolled, and we drank it. And I'm gonna say, guys,
did we finish it? I think everybody took the taste.
We gave a shot to everybody, and the rule was everyone had to drink their shot. Again, it was basically a suicide pact. So here's a, yeah, so I would say that was the only beer I've had worse than this. Well, that's a horrible idea. So here's a picture of Simpler Times by the worst Marvel movie, The Incredible Hulk. That's the one with Ed Norton.
Look at my stack of DVDs.
Okay. Well, that's just like a stack of DVDs and Simpler Times.
I feel like Trader Joe people are skewing this beer.
See, that really,
yeah,
I think you're right.
They're just selling it because they're getting it for like $1.50.
Yeah, I love that part of
like,
it.
Like, I mean, yeah, the price is hard to beat. There's a bunch of pictures of Rick and Morty and Simpler Times.
Rick and Morty, I don't think endorse Simpler Times.
All right, now there's a guy wearing a University of Miami shirt. His hair looks like he's been.
He's played soccer. He put that headband kind of thing.
He's
taking it off, but his hair stayed that way.
Can I give you an alternate theory?
Yeah.
He's been fishing all day, and the speedboat, it like as his sweat dried, his hair was being thrown behind him. So he looks like, what's his name? He's the coach at WVU.
He's been playing pickleball.
I don't know what's, never mind.
Oh, you want to talk about pickleball?
I don't want to, but okay. here's a picture of another Simpler Times drinker. It is woman who is
very tattooed lady.
A lot of tattoos.
Does she have a beard?
No, those are Morning Glories.
Oh, no, that's a,
and there's
that's
a dude just holding up a beer in front of her. That's weird.
I mean, and look, those people took that beer. Go back up a little bit.
Okay.
Those people took that beer to the beach.
Yeah.
I mean,
somebody took this into a lake. And what is that? That's look at the intense stare of that woman at that Simpler Times.
He's probably like, stop drinking Simpler
Times. Yeah, and they're not drinking Simpler Times, but he is. He's like, that was the beer I brought to the cookout with Simpler Times. Poor choice.
I've got to buy spaghetti for all these
people. I've got to pay $1.50 for spaghetti.
I mean, seriously, I think we should just make a beer that's like, why is there a picture of a dog? The dog appears to be eating a hot dog.
The dog appears to be eating a hot dog.
Please don't tell me that hot dog has been bathed in Simpler Times.
Guys, I don't know, but if they gave that dog Simpler Times, that is dog abuse. And
I think we should make a beer called Simple Times and just make it taste,
so much better.
And then be like Simpler Times. Desperate
Times. Like, serious, I can't think of a time that I would go out of my way to.
I mean, the last time I drank a beer of this caliber, I really feel like was like in college, you know, where you would just, you might have drank all the beers you brought to a party and you'd be like, oh, what do you, you know, can I
from the tank of the toilet?
Or yeah, you know, can I grab a beer from you? And they'd be like, oh, all I've got is
like this beer. Is at the end of the day. You've been, all right, you've been tailgating before a football game and after a football game, and there's no beer of your beer left.
Yeah.
And the young guys from your fraternity are nearby. They are like, hey, if you need a beer, man, I got one. And this is worse than that beer.
Well, I mean, it's on par with that type of beer. Yeah. I mean, like, I would, you know, you're at a party. It's, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night or it's past midnight, whatever, you know, and then you're just like, hey guys, you know, I obviously can't drive anywhere or anything like that. Do you have a beer I could bum?
So here's,
and then they hand you a crappy beer and
this is worse than that, though.
Yeah.
This is,
I mean, this is what it reminds me of.
Mike's on the toilet. I can hear his urine. Tied simply, here's just a picture of someone's doing laundry with Simpler Times.
I mean, I hope they're washing their clothes with it. That would be a better use than drinking it.
Maybe it's great at getting out stands. Here's a woman in a very sparkly shirt drinking Simpler Times. That looks like she could afford a better beer.
I spent all our money on that shirt. I don't know.
Dude, that sequins. Sequins aren't that expensive.
There's another dog. Why are there
a lot of pictures of dogs?
Yeah, I mean, what? People who love Simpler Times apparently also love dogs. You and I just like to public service announcement. You can love dogs and not love Simpler Times.
I'm downloading this picture.
So we have like a reactor, but I'm
I'm downloading this picture. I don't know what he's doing either, but I'm downloading it. And so we're going to describe this.
I mean, it's like
a man, a gentleman, and I don't want to disrespect him. This is not.
That's a Wisconsin University band hat.
No.
He was a drum major.
This guy is wearing.
He's a drum major in the 1840s.
Maybe a dragoon's hat of some kind. He's reenacting something. He's got an officer's belt.
Well, I guess. No, what he's done is he's gone to Trader Joe's. He's bought this beer.
Yeah,
and then what he's reenacting is the Simpler Times.
Yeah, so we're going to post this picture.
That is the definition picture of it.
We're posting this picture.
That guy wore that to Trader Joe's.
And he's pretending to be homeless.
Yeah. Going back to the Simpler
Times. So I'm on, his name is Drew S. Oh, he uses his full name as is on here as his full handle. So I'm not going to say that because he deserves his privacy.
But he goes to the University of Vermont and
I don't know if that's true. There's some poor guy at the University of Vermont. And I'm not trying to like slam Drew S. Like we all have he's got 167 reviews.
We're not trying to slam Drew S. We're trying to slam Simpler Times.
Yeah. We are absolutely No, I'm not even trying. I just want to understand the outfit. So what we're gonna do is that we're gonna look through his pictures. We're going to ride. No, I'm absolutely writing him. So here he is. That's in a band.
We don't know you.
We want to know what you thought about Simpler Times. So there's some kind of fish.
Like a Japanese restaurant. Right,
and so for Fall City Pale Ale, should I write him right now?
I want to see what else is going on in this picture. No, I don't want him to call him.
I kind of want him to call him.
Okay, let's keep looking at those pictures, man.
Okay, wait. So should we look at the picture?
Yeah, context clues.
So we're going to figure out some stuff. So there's Oatmeal Stout from Summit Brewing. Hopalicious. Wait, what was that?
Well, but I mean, let's keep looking at, like, to see if he does any more reenactments.
So there is a picture of Hillsboro Brewing Company out of Wisconsin, but it's in front of a pinball game. The Tommy pinball game. That's a good pinball game. I played that. See, I'm liking this guy.
Was it a quarter or 50 cents?
Fitty. I believe that's pronounced Fitty. Show
Tristel. More. Show more.
Who scored?
Hoagies.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Okay, behind. Keep going to see if there's any more.
We're still going.
Where he's
wearing his uniform, yeah. Right?
Up, above it. Above, right down
there. Right there.
Nope.
That ahead. One?
No, keep going.
No, wait, that's a reenactment one. Now, in this one, there's a, what looks like...
Camping cup.
And here he's drinking Mama's Little Yellow Pills, which is one of my brother. My brother really likes that beer. So maybe he's I don't think he's a garbage mouth.
No, but I'm saying go down below that, right?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the same one. This one. Between those two. This one?
No.
This one.
Describe it to us.
Okay.
I mean, he appears to be he's
wearing the same outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's some kind of reenactment. I just don't know what war.
War of 1812, maybe?
The war against Trump.
The War of 1812.
That's literally what I'm thinking. It's like of wars or the Mexican American War, maybe, or
pop back out of that. Let's see what.
Okay.
Else.
So wait. There's he's got beans and dead animal, some beer in a cup, maybe, and then a cornbread.
Like German Baptist and likes to drink beer.
None of his other.
Okay, click on that one. Let's see.
Huh.
Those dudes are. I don't know.
This has got to be War of 1812, right?
I don't know. No, who reenacts the War of 1812?
Dude, we live in a wonderful country.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like.
All right, here's another one.
Like,
oh, they didn't clear that fireplace enough. That's not safe.
No, it looks like the War of Funny Hats. I don't know.
You think the War of Funny Hats?
Yeah, you know.
And I'm not. I want Drew S. If you're a listener, I want you to know. First off, I'm on your side.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't. But I wish you no ill will.
Look at that hat. You have some amazing hats, Drew S. Look at that. He's on a boat.
Going back to simpler times.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
What did he rate simpler times?
That's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to.
Well, there's go back down. There.
That was it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if that leads us to it.
That's how I'm going to judge Drew S. Not on his reenactment.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see.
Oh, it says see this check-in.
Mutton chops, too, by the way, Drew.
Go back.
Wait, that didn't do it right.
Go back.
I'm sorry.
No, down in the right corner.
See oh, okay. Good call. All right, here we go. You're not friends with Drew S.
Oh, Drew S.
Wait.
You're way too nice and generous. You have horrible taste.
But it does tell us his rating.
He got it.
And that's in order to comment or toast. But that is his rating. He gave.
He gave it a 4 out of 5?
4 out of 5.
You must have been hammered.
He did this. He posted that in June.
June of this year.
Drew.
Oh, Drew.
You need to expand your horizons.
Drew, we want to be on your side. Can we say that? Like,
yeah. I can't, Drew. I can't.
Like, we want to, but we're.
We really do need to get in touch with this guy.
Like,
I mean, he's got some killer facial hair. Got them.
His mutton chops are amazing.
Definitely, word up to his Martin Van Buren there.
Is that what that's called?
No, but I mean, Martin Van Buren had the mutton.
Wait, was that a game of what is that? That's the Yucatan Peninsula. It looks like. Is he doing a reenactment of the Mexican American War? And that's like.
Is Drew a Russian bot?
It's a Russian bot.
I don't think he is. Wait, here's another. No, he does. So Drew plays like board games, it looks like.
Yeah.
That looks cool and complicated.
Plays board games, drinks good beer, and then
apparently
similar times. Like maybe he was hit in the head or something.
Yeah, most of his beer, maybe he was already inebriated.
Yeah.
That's possible. Well, yeah, like, I mean, yeah.
I mean, no disrespect, Drew S, but.
Like, all right, one of the things he's got out here is old style.
Okay, bravo.
Old style is a cheap beer that I'm kind of, I have a taste for. So yeah, I'm going to look at his rating of that.
I will drink old style.
Now, he gave Simpler Times a 4.
You guys need Simpler Times?
No.
There's only one left, but so we're absolutely going
to
drink it.
You know what? I'll get it. I would rather have to take a punch to
Drew.
The head.
Drew.
You have a cup?
Go get it. He's got a cup.
Oh, thank you.
So Drew S has a.
Oh, Drew S. WTF?
What's happening, buddy? It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom shelf. Like
I'm saying, Drew S. What is up with your rating of old style, man?
Luck, Dr. Smith.
Oh, there too. Oh, what a blessing. And you guys are going to split the other one, aren't you? Because it's my podcast.
Well, but I'm just saying, I mean, I question Drew S.'s taste buds.
You're right to question sanity. So he gives Old Style, which, again, it's not an amazing beer. It's not one you write home about, but it's a drinkable. We haven't reviewed it yet, but I find it to be a drinkable.
We better be splitting. Watch your heavy pour there.
This is a drinkable, inexpensive beer, at least on tap. He gives it 1 star.
He gives
Simpler Times 4, because I've just drank a 400 ABV $2 for 6 beer. I've drugged myself. My liver is probably shutting down. Look at some of this. He's got shells.
you're trying to measure the weight of glass versus the aluminum can here, too.
Yeah, your method is flawed.
No, I'm just...
Tell him, Mike, what he was just doing.
What? I'm just feeling how heavy... No, I'm feeling how heavy the beer is to feel like if it's half of that. I'm not trying to compare it to this.
So I'm going to write Drew a letter. You guys talk for a minute while I do this.
Okay, well...
I'm going to add him as a friend.
And first mistake. So we're
watching... You should report him.
I may not be able to report him.
Do you think that Chris Fowler or Kirk Herbstreit have ever had Simpler Times?
No.
It's not going to let me write him until he adds me back.
Okay.
So we're gonna.
Hopefully he's diligent about that.
That would be great.
When's his last post? When's his last recent activity?
That's a great question. October 11th.
Okay.
So
he texts in October
12th. The 13th.
Sorry, 13th.
Drinking Louisville Lager.
Probably day drinking. On his job.
It looks like he's in Louisville. So he's our people.
He's like a horse groomer who gets drunk on Saturday during the day.
I'm gonna look up War of 1812 reenactment. And
Great Battle of Louisville.
This is when Simpler Times went off the rails.
I want you guys to know, like, I am not. Again, Drew S., if you listen to this...
Oh, I think you might be right. He may be a
warp
18.
The hat is what took me off, I think. I genuinely believe that.
So he's like...
It's like I study war for a living.
He's like one of 7 1812 reenactors.
I actually know a guy from grad school who used to reenact a lot of different wars, and that's the only reason I know that they exist. But I just want to say that, like... Drew S., we are not in any way attacking you. We just, here's what I want. If you somehow hear about this, that would be great, actually. I would love it. But I want you to know, like, we want to it looks like you have good taste in beer, generally. I don't understand some of your choices. But
I think he's a victim of circumstance.
I want to know why you like Simpler Times.
And I also want to know why you gave Old Style 1.
Yeah, relative to Simpler Times. Now, it may be, let me say this, guys. Maybe he is like an IPA ale guy. And a lot of people who are like very much into the IPA ale sort of thing just completely reject lagers. Like, and that's...
I don't think it's necessarily that. I think its taste buds must be fried on, like, 1812 gristle.
So wait.
Frying up.
Your hypothesis that I am not supporting, again...
He's ate some food that was from the Simpler Times. And now
he's on the bacon soda on his pork chop that he ate off of a cast iron skillet over a...
Talking to the microphone.
I gotta say, Simpler Times, you're definitely giving me a good buzz, but that's about it.
I mean, I will definitely say the ABV, I mean, it is session technically, I suppose, but it does not. When I think of a session beer, I'm like, oh.
Usually that means like something special.
Mm-hmm.
This is simple.
Simpler.
It's not even simple. I don't think the taste is simple at all. I think the taste is...
Like, I think that's what the name implies. It was simpler times when beer was made with bathtub liquor.
Wood ethanol.
It was made in a whatever barrel in the backyard.
And whatever was about to go bad on
your kitchen counter. Guys. I'm going to, you've given me a whole can of beer, so I'm going to take a big old wallop of it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Will you pray? I want you to,
pray to baby Jeebus.
Baby Jeebus. Methodist baby Jeebus, please. Here we go.
Please don't make Eric go blind. Oh, that was a good old country time pull there. Yeah.
Oh.
Up. No reversal of fortune. No reversal of fortune.
Does it remind you of the 1996 Miller Lite variety?
No. Oh, the amazing thing is I'm drinking this out of the 1982 World's Fair Cup.
Yeah, I love that. The cup deserves better than this.
It does, but I'm just like, part of me is like, this beer feels like it could have been brewed in
1982. It is like waves of metal and mealiness. Those are the two words I can think of, and I don't know that I've ever tasted anything with that combination. I understand, like with wines, you know, I like wine, and you get weird things like earthy notes and stuff like that. This is something different. This is something new.
This is what you missed by not drinking in college.
Maybe that's the problem, because I didn't drink it in college.
I drank in college, and seriously, this just reminds me of a beer that somebody hands you in the middle of the evening at a party, and you're like, hey, and then you finish it, and you're like,
hey,
I don't know, and then it's just, the more I drink this, the more angry I'm getting.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
You aggressive.
Initially I started out and I was like, okay, we'll drink this beer. We'll give it a decent rating or whatever. And then the more I drink it, the more I'm like,
hey guys,
why?
Why would you do this?
I'd like to apologize for buying this beer.
Yeah.
No. Bringing it into this house.
No. This is why. Done.
This is essential.
This is why this podcast exists. We're doing this podcast in order to help normal people, in no small part at least. It's not the only reason it exists, but to help normal people who drink beer and are not they're the people who consume the inexpensive beers. The vast majority of people to know this is not what you should spend your money on. And I'm not saying this is true about every other Trader Joe's beer. I've never had any of the others.
You hate yourself, buy this beer.
Yeah.
Or watching football, and there's a guy from the University of Michigan whose last name is Cheese Man.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
Crossed the screen as you were talking.
Is it? I wonder if it's pronounced Cheeseman or Cheeseman.
I'm going to pronounce it Cheese.
All I can think of is like that. He. I hope he's a running back, and then it's like.
I hope he's a kicker.
I hope he's a kicker too.
I hope he's a holder.
Oh wow!
Old cheese man. All I can think of is he runs and he goes, "You can't catch me! I'm the Cheese Man."
Okay, so I'm on the thrill. It took me a second to get that.
You can't catch me! I'm the Cheese.
I'm the Cheese Man.
run as fast as you can! You can't catch me! I'm the Cheese Man.
What's ironic is he's a ginger.
Is that ironic or just?
No, it's right on, man.
Truth.
So I'm looking.
No, I'm just watching this game, looking for Cheese Man.
All right,
something good.
Let's call this an end before we just watch the game. So, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You've had some of this delicious.
I've had one full can, and Brendan and I have split number two.
Working on number two.
I want to point out something. Again, I'm trying to bear in mind the cost. I'm trying to bear in mind that, like, one of my thoughts for a lot of cheap beers is sometimes if you just want a cheap beer, you want something inoffensive that is like, it is a beer, it's enough, and it doesn't leave you immediately regretting the choices of your life.
I mean, my thought is, if you're going to spend this amount of money on a six-pack, go and buy, like, Thunderbird. Go and buy Wild Irish.
Get some liquor and get some vodka, get some orange juice, and have something that tastes decent. If you're that desperate for,
if you want a good booze, yes, yeah.
But I mean, honestly, like, even beer, like seriously, a six pack of Old Milwaukee is a drinkable six pack that costs $1.50 more. Maybe a buck 50 more.
Check your couch cushions.
So, all right. So I'm going to take one more pull. While I'm taking this pull, Mike.
Oh, I'm gonna finish mine with you.
Well, describe the poured it out. Describe it a little bit.
It's a good amber, yellow color. I can see my fingers through it. I mean, just looking at it, it looks like a good normal beer.
The smell from the can is kind of floral. What's it like from the bottle or the glass, rather? I'm sorry.
You smell flowers from that?
A little bit. A little. It smells like floral, not flowers.
No real difference between the can and the beer.
Industrial. Byproduct.
Well, I think it is industrial flowers. Like, it's
no real difference between the can and then when it's in the glass.
Okay, I'm gonna drink this, Mike. Well,
I'm gonna drink the rest of mine.
You do yours first. I want to watch.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. This is really special. Myself. I believe in you. Oh wow!
Whoa!
You feel? Slam that down again.
That was collegiate.
Now wait. I want you to really think about the aftertaste.
Oh. It's worse.
It's heartburnous.
No, it's feeling like in the sides of your mouth, like down by your tongue.
Do you feel it down in your plums?
Yes, I do. What is it?
I feel it down in my plums.
Ashley, what's his name?
Ashley Schaefer.
Yes, Ashley Schaefer.
I feel it down in my plums.
No, I feel it like on the sides of my tongue, down by,
like, it's like, your whole mouth feels it, right?
Yeah,
you have a mouthful of nickels.
Like, see that metallicness, right? Yes.
We should pair this with a mouthful of nickels. Oh.
Do it, Eric?
I'm gonna go to the nearest bank and get a roll of nickels.
I'm gonna withdraw $20 in nickels. Give them to Eric.
Eric's gonna pour me in scale. I give this half a mouthful of nails.
Is this beer worse than
a mouthful of nails?
We're so bad. Throwing right into the microphone. Oh, that hurt somebody's ear. And by someone, I mean the person with the microphone or the earphones. Oh, I do feel. I definitely will feel. Say, I feel the alcohol. All right, Mike. What's your rating? You horrible, horrible person.
I give it a 0.5.
Yeah.
Because I think that's
honest.
Yeah. That's spot on. I'm on.
It's not a handful of mud, which would be a zero.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
A handful of mud is zero. 0.5 is a mouthful of nickels.
Yeah. I'm going to.
It's like a 0.51.
So I mean, just like a roll of nickels.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna take one more pull.
How much more you got left?
I got like most of this. Should I try and.
You done? I'm down to like a finger.
All right, prayer for me.
Okay,
prayer
here we go. Dear baby Jeebus, please save his. Please let Eric come out with all his faculties. Oh, he's going back. He's finishing it off, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, we are all done. There's no more simpler times.
It burns
in
my tongue.
The toilet kitchen.
It burns my tongue, guys.
I'm telling you, you get it right at the back, like back near your molars on your bottom.
It hits you like you've swallowed it, and all of a sudden it's like formaldehyde flavors.
Number 33. I wonder what he does.
Yes,
number 33, cheese.
So I'm checking on tap to make sure Dave S. hasn't added us.
Drew S., whatever.
None of this matters. This is a podcast about cheap beer. So, okay, guys. Oh, God. I'm going to give this a 0.25. Wow. Because I don't think it's going to make me go blind.
What did you give?
I was right on with you, 0.5.
This is... This is easily the worst beer I've ever had.
Oh, Cameron Cheeseman.
Cam Cheese.
Cam Cheese. He's a junior.
I hope his nickname is Easy.
Easy Cheeseman?
Yeah.
I hope his nickname is Sunday Morning.
I don't have any response to that. All right, guys.
Come on, man. Lionel Richie.
Here's what we're going to do.
Easy like Sunday morning.
No, I know the song.
Cheeseman like
Sunday morning.
But what is this?
Okay, so I have...
He is an LS.
Cheeseman, Michigan. I'm looking up.
What is that? Something safety?
Football roster. Safety.
What's an LS?
Laser
safety. Laser school.
Left safety? Left safety?
I don't know.
He's a little shit.
Oh, my God. I'm using Google. Shut up.
To look up LS.
What does LS stand for in football?
This guy.
We've watched football.
They have a position for him.
Exactly.
He's a long snapper.
Long snapper. Okay. That's why we didn't know it, because we're
nobody has ever. A position that really doesn't matter.
No, nobody ever is like that.
It matters.
It does.
Like, long snap. Okay, here.
Think about it.
Regular center can do that.
John. If you screw up the long snapping, though.
So yeah. I'm on the long snapper site of Wikipedia.
And everybody
knows. I don't think we need to go into long snapping.
No, it's really important.
No, we were.
There's way more. Here's the thing. Just look at how long it is. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's why it's a lot, skill.
That's a lot about long snap. How do you. Yeah. A good punt snap should hit the target between 0.65 and 0.80 seconds.
Good enough.
And with a tight spiral for easy handling, a bad snap's off target. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. We were back to...
Because I just chugged a can of Simpler Times.
We've all given it crappy writing.
I've got mercury poisoning now.
There's no redeeming qualities.
Yeah. Simpler. So would you let's take it. We've got our ratings. They're horrible. Are there circumstances you would ever drink this beer again?
No.
Mike.
If I went backpacking far, far away from any store and the people that I was backpacking with brought this beer.
And this was like your way of like showing trust or something?
Yeah, basically I had no beer, no water, and they said, "Would you like a beer?" I said, "Sure." And I would nurse that beer.
I wouldn't even serve this beer to my enemies.
Would you give it to your dog?
No. No.
No, I mean,
I wouldn't cook with this beer.
No. I mean, yeah. There's just nothing redeeming about it. And
I just read your review on Untappd, Mike Mason.
You just said,
Mike Mason is drinking a Simpler Times lager at Chicken Little, which is a restaurant kind of near my house, and your rating is merely half star blah.
I feel bad about doing this to Simpler Times. Like, you know, I mean, they've gone out of their way to brew a beer, but then part of me also is like,
made their bed with Trader Joe's, and Trader Joe's.
Well, Trader Joe's, they didn't just
other items.
Trader Joe's contracts this. They own the label. They own the recipe. They contract this with someone else. So, like, the brewers.
Dear Joe, that is a traitor. Please try this beer.
What do you think he traded for this?
I think.
Wampum.
That's not upsetting at all. I'm going to look at it. All right, guys. Here's why you should feel bad. All right. Think of it like this. Trader Joe's owns the contract. They own the label. They own the recipe. They're just paying someone, a brewer that would probably be struggling to survive if it weren't for this contract to brew this. It's not the brewer's fault, right?
No, but brew a better beer.
I'm saying that to Trader Joe's. Here's why you don't need to feel bad for Trader Joe's. Their revenue in 2015 was 13 billion US.
I would like to know how much beer, how much Simpler Times Trader Joe's sells.
I'm going to try and find that real fast.
I will endorse the Trader Joe's cheese straws.
I mean, yeah, Trader Joe's, I'm a fan of most of their food.
Except for the produce, because every time that I have purchased Trader Joe's produce, it's been mealy. So maybe there's something like their cast off apples.
I can't find that data.
That's fine. I mean, I don't think they put that out there. But
do they put how much is produced? I know it might not be on the first page of Google.
I mean,
let's see. I'm looking. Keep talking for a second.
Well, I mean, I feel like Trader Joe's should give me back part of my life.
I would like to know where the most Simpler Time purchases take place.
Yeah, like a map of that?
Yeah, I figure it's probably Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan.
No, I don't think Wisconsinites drink this beer.
I want to know if there are other people out
Wisconsinites
there.
Wisconsinites have cheap beer that is better than our. Yeah. No, there's got to be. There's got to be people out there. I mean, I don't mean to be. Oh my God! Maybe we're wrong. Maybe everything I believe is wrong.
I don't know.
I can't predict political outcomes. No, it's not your fault. I asked you to do this.
Talk about that.
Oh, what are you talking about?
What was I apologizing for earlier in the evening?
What was that?
Must have been something that I have eaten.
Oh, you can't. Never mind.
Yeah.
We're gonna move on from that.
Sorry, guys.
So there is a whole Reddit page called Dear Trader Joe's, please never, ever stop selling Simpler Times Lager.
When people write that, they are drunk on Simpler Times Lager.
That's insane. That's insane, guys. I don't know what to say. I'm going to close that because it makes me angry. Trader Joe's. I'm not anti-Trader Joe's. I've only been a few times, but I've bought snacks and stuff when I'm in towns visiting, and it's perfect for that. I know people who are addicted to it, kind of like Aldi. Like they're like, oh, Trader Joe's is amazing. Drew, I'm going to check to see if Drew's added us one more time. No. Okay, so.
He thinks you're a Russian bot.
I don't blame him. So here's what it comes down to. Guys, Trader Joe's. You can afford to make a better beer. What are you doing?
I was looking on YouTube for Simpler Times reviews to see.
That's actually a good question.
They have a logo on their wall behind them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a green screen.
I think they do.
I'm confident that's what it is. So I'm going to go. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to one of my favorite. This is actually a great place to shout out to this before we go. Ronald, I think it's Therio. Who does the Louisiana beer reviews. I'm going to check to see if he has a Simpler Times review. Simpler Times, he does.
Wow.
So I can't read what he's saying because of that.
Well, you could always put the link in.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll get back to you on that.
I'll definitely put the link on the website. So, but guys, I probably the worst beer I've ever bought, or I didn't buy it. I've ever drank. Thank you.
I mean, probably the worst beer I've ever tasted.
Michael, father of my godson, I love you.
I paid a whole $2.99 plus Richmond tax.
Oh,
I feel like we should go demand our money back or your money.
I please, guys, I think the universal agreement is do not drink Simpler Times Lager.
I mean, if you can buy like one can of it, buy it, try it, so that then you'll know never to drink it again.
Yeah, I mean, it is honestly. Here's what I'll definitely say, and then we should probably close this off.
Okay,
like Budweiser, I'm drinking this Bud. And I've got my Bud right here, and it's going to help me wash away the memories of the Simpler Times and the metal industrial, probably the WD-40 that makes up 13% of it. But I'm going to say that, like, Simpler Times, I taste that and I'm like, this is a mass produced lager and it's not good. But every other lager that we've reviewed, and a lot that we haven't reviewed that I've ever had, that are really inexpensive, they're available, they're readily available for people on limited income, which is the important. That's not an unimportant thing. They are better beers. Now, the one regret I have about this, and the one reason I might have to say, Mike Mason, you're going to have to get more simpler times as you travel, is this. No, there's a reason. There's a man who's not here tonight who looks like Kermit the Frog. He is my co-host normally. And what is his name?
Oh, Jason Clayman.
Now, Jason Clayman.
But I want to know. Yeah, I agree.
I want to know, is this worse than Bud Light?
Oh, I do want to know that.
For
that
Jason. That's a really intriguing question, right? Because well, we're already planning as one of our major like anniversary episodes. We're going to have a review, a blind taste test review for Clayman. But I like, even before we get to that, I want to know, like, what is his just like gut reaction to simpler times?
No, I mean,
I think it's going to be worse than Bud Light.
I agree.
I don't know. I think he may take pride in the fact that how inexpensive it is.
I mean, that's true.
ABV is.
Here's what we do. We get him to review it before we tell him how much it costs.
Agreed. Unless he listens to
the podcast. I doubt he does. His wife does, but I don't think he does.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. All right. Well, guys, thank you for coming.
Just real quick, I just want to say that, you know, we typically you talk like, oh, this is a rice adjunct. I think this is an adjunct of crap.
Apparently this is, from what I... That's actually a good... I
didn't mean to start off a whole thing. I just wanted to...
I get the feeling this...
I think it's not adjuncted, actually.
Okay, this brewing company has a baseball field near their brewery, so they gather up the grass clippings.
I mean, I want to taste something from that brewery that's not this.
Where is Monroe, Wisconsin? Is that near anything? Besides Monroe?
Let me check. I'm sorry. I was looking up ingredients.
We'll post. How about we just...
No, we could do this. All right, Monroe, Wisconsin, the Swiss cheese capital of the United States.
Maybe it's an adjunct of Swiss cheese.
Oh, that's near Beloit, where I lived. Like, there's Beloit and there's Monroe. Okay, so it's South Wisconsin. Yeah. So, and by the way, go Beloit College, fighting turtles. I know they're the Buccaneers, but let's be honest. Everybody calls them the Turtles. Wow. So, well, they a lot of their symbols and stuff have turtles because they have a Native American mound on campus in the shape of a turtle. And it's really, really cool. So I'm trying to find the ingredients here, and I'm not... It's vegan, apparently.
Simpler Times is vegan?
Yeah.
Well, wow. That's why people
love
it.
Most American beers are vegan. Most European are not.
Is it gluten-free?
No, it's certainly not gluten-free. It's got barley. That's why I was actually having a conversation about this last night with some brewers. Sorghum. Yeah, about sorghum beers. That's literally what we were talking about in sorghum beers as a gluten-free thing and how that evolved out of African brewing traditions. Are generally gluten free.
I agree. I think we should probably wrap this up.
I can't find the ingredients, but from what I've, it was just
an adjunct joke, so we don't have to
figure out. No, but that's not unimportant, Brendan.
Yeah, I know it's not unimportant, and we'll be glad to post it on the website.
You're such a. All right, guys, thank you for coming and listening with us as we. Watched Wisconsin play Michigan and Virginia Tech. What's the score on that?
Yeah, that's 14-9, 53. They can bring that.
Okay, so we're watching football. We're drinking. Here's the official Trader Joe's Simpler Times website. This is the last thing we're gonna read.
Do you like the Simpler Times? I sure do, because it was simple and our beer. Just had alcohol, which got us drunk. We didn't care about taste. We just cared about simple beer.
Yeah, it has. It tells me nothing about the actual beer.
No, they want to hide that until you buy it.
So that's... it does say, since posting the details of this item may have changed due to fluctuating market prices, federal regulations, currency rates, drought, pestilence, bandits, rush hour traffic, filibusters, clowns, zombie apocalypse, punctilious product developers, contact our crew for current price and availability. Oh, Trader Joe's, you're so wacky. Well, on that note, we're going to say goodbye, and I'm going to go to the toilet kitchen and try and deal with what I put in my body. So, guys, I love this. This ended up being an hour and 11 minutes. It's nuts. Hey, Brendan, how do you like to celebrate toasting a delicious beer?
How do I like to celebrate toasting a delicious
beer? Yeah, like you've had a beer, you've toasted.
I like to drink it, I guess. I mean, after you toast.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I'll just say goodbye then.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, before we go, I do want to do a shout out to our sponsors. Lehman Farms of Abingdon, Virginia, a CSA market garden, is one of them, of course. Lehman Farms is a community-supported agriculture program that offers locally grown fresh vegetables and weekly boxes to its members in Southwest Virginia and East Tennessee, using organic and regenerative practices to grow nutrient-dense food. Community-supported agriculture is a food production and distribution system that directly connects farmers and consumers. In short, people buy shares of a farm's harvest in advance, then receive a portion of their crops as they're harvested. Check out Lehman Farms on Facebook or Instagram. Also, Glade Pharmacy in Glade Spring, Virginia, at 33472 Lee Highway, Glade Spring, Virginia. It's locally owned and managed. Their service is the best. Their drugs are drugs. They are the same drugs as you get anywhere else, but they're the highest quality service at just great prices. And guys, if you're near Emory and Henry, if you're in the Emory, Glade Spring, Meadowview, you know, I don't know, North Abingdon metropolitan area, South Marion, Greater Saltville, I don't know. If you're anywhere near Emory and Henry, you're close to Glade Pharmacy. Go on in, and if you see Seth, I want you to take your hand, put it lightly on his hand and say, Eric says, hello.
I cannot believe we just did that. Well, we should be watching football and we drank.
We are watching
football. Yeah, well, you're watching football. I'm running this board. Well,
hey.
Anyways, what do you think? Did that go?
I think it went running well. And I think what we should do is we should just say later.
You're right.